I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com. So you thought we were done with the primary elections. For folks in Clark County, the answer is no, because we are having a revote, if you will. The race for Republican County Public Administrator. I just got my revote ballot in the mail, I guess, well, just a couple of days ago. Haven't done anything with it yet. And supposedly you have till July 17th to actually do something with it. Thomas Fugier is joining us. He's a Republican candidate for Clark County Public Administrator, and he joins us on our City National Bank hotline. Thomas, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much, Kevin Wall, for your call, and I appreciate your invitation to be on your program.
Now, can you give us some of the history of this? We thought on election night that you had lost the election by, I believe it was 4 votes, something like that.
Uh-huh.
When did you realize there was something hinky going on and that we might have a revote?
Well, the way that I found out was that I received a call from the Registrar of Voters, Joe Gloria, and this was several days after the election, because apparently the Elections Department goes through a process of canvassing the votes, and as they were canvassing the votes, they discovered an issue. And the issue was basically that they found that 43 people had voted twice, and that was as a result of kind of a combination of sort of computer glitches and poll workers really, you know, not following the proper instructions in terms of how to handle that kind of situation. I mean, to put it in a nutshell, I was behind my competitor by 4 votes out of 59,000 cast. So that's a difference of 0.067%. So it was a really tight margin. And when I spoke with Mr. Gloria, he basically told me that, you know, given the fact that we were looking at a 4-vote difference and 43 potential instances of double voting, he very simply could not certify the election results. And then he told me what their plans were in terms of a special election.
Why not a simple revote? No, not a revote, but either an audit of the vote,
uh-huh,
or a recount.
Well, my understanding is that, you know, looking at a recount, for example, is that kind of what you're dealing with is a situation that, you know, where you have bad data to begin with. And I think that if you would do a recount, you would probably just be including that same bad data again. So I think that makes it difficult. I mean, I would imagine, obviously, Mr. Gloria, being the Registrar of Voters, must have a pretty good idea on how that works. But that's my understanding, that they would just be basically be taking the bad data and bringing that back in again for a recount. So it kind of would, I think, damage the validity of a recount.
Thomas Fugier joining us, Republican candidate for Clark County Public Administrator. Let me just ask you, a lot of people probably voted for you,
uh-huh,
on election day or in early voting, and they don't know what the public administrator does. What does a public administrator do?
Well, what the public administrator does is he gets involved in situations in which people, like residents of Clark County, have passed away. And, there could be no next of kin that can be identified. There might be no will that's found. So the public administrator gets involved in those kinds of situations to help administer the estate. Obviously, one of the first things that they're going to do is they're going to look for next of kin. They're going to look for a will with instructions on how to proceed. And then, they'll get involved with a number of things. Like, for example, my own background is I have 13 years as a real estate broker salesman here. And, for many people, the, their homes, if they own real property, is their biggest asset. And so the public administrator will get involved in terms of, working with the probate courts and arranging to list property and, that sort of thing. And in terms of personal property, they'll be involved with securing personal property and possibly selling the personal property at auction.
Okay, I want you to take me back to election night. You're sitting there with all your friends and family. You're looking at the numbers. Suddenly on the TV screen it says, or on the laptop, it says 100% of the vote counted. You lose by four.
Yeah.
Tell me what that was like. And I know a lot of candidates on the day after, they start pulling up yard signs and different things going around to paid media that you have. Did you start taking stuff down and essentially closing up shop?
No, not really. No, I mean, it just this happened so quickly in a sense. I mean, as you can imagine, it was a real sort of a nail biting cliffhanger anyway. And then you see the result and you go, wow, four votes. And after that, I just to get an understanding of what possible options there were, I did call up Joe Gloria's office just to say, wow, I mean, this is really amazing that there's only a difference of four votes, so kind of what happens after this? And then he explained the process of that they still have to canvass the votes, and then as a result of canvassing the votes, now we have this current situation in which those 43 double votes happen, and then they call for the special election. So yeah, I would call it a real nail-biting cliffhanger, to tell you the truth.
Did you think that maybe it wasn't over? I mean, when you went to bed that night, mm-hmm. were you convinced that you'd lost that election? Or did you think maybe they're going to find some extra absentee ballots, military votes, things like that?
Yes, that is what I thought. I mean, I went to bed, I'll tell you, that night. I didn't really sleep a whole lot. But, and that's why I just wanted to then, the next day, call Mr. Gloria and just sort of get an idea of what still lies ahead in terms of, of basically wrapping this up. Again, I mean, these are when the vote is announced, it's announced as unofficial results. So they become official after the process of canvassing the votes and, when Joe Gloria can certify the results of the election. And so in any event, that obviously now we've got this special election situation.
How many people did you say voted in this election, in this primary? In your race, was it? Did you say 69,000, something like that?
My understanding is this. Okay, my understanding, and this also kind of relates to how the special election is going to work. My understanding is that 74,000 Republicans voted in the primary, and every Republican that voted in the primary will be receiving the special ballots in the mail. Okay, so now in my particular race, a little over 59,000 people voted, okay? And out of that, I received 29,514 votes, which, again, is like just about precisely 50%. So that's kind of how that vote worked.
You do realize that this revote, that instead of 59,000, there may only be 29,000, maybe only 9,000 that vote. Are you willing to accept what a very small sample size will end up saying on this ballot?
Well, I think from what I understand, the sort of the special election process of using these mail-in ballots is really kind of the only feasible way to do this. I mean, obviously, I don't think that this is an ideal situation either. I certainly don't. My guess is that, again, out of a total of 59,000 votes cast in the public administrator's race, I would be amazed if even 10% come back. But in terms of my accepting the results, win or lose, I would say yes, unless, of course, further irregularities are discovered, in which case, well, I guess that opens up a whole different situation. But I would say that I would be prepared to accept the results, assuming that they're fair, you know, win or lose.
Your opponent says he is willing to at least look at a possible legal avenue, depending on how this thing comes out. Are you prepared to say the same thing, that if you spot something that's just not right, that you may well go to court to overturn the revote?
I guess we'd have to cross that bridge when we come to it. I suppose all options are open, but I guess we'd have to cross that bridge when we come to it. I'm just hoping that the result of this revote will be fair and final. I mean, you know, and that this will really finally decide this race. I mean, again, I think that my feeling is that free and fair elections are one of the most fundamental institutions in any kind of democracy. And it's just unfortunate that, again, probably due to a combination of technical glitches and human error, that we had to have these 43 double votes. And if people vote twice, that's not a free and fair election. So there has to be a solution for that. This is the solution that Joe Gloria has proposed. Hopefully it'll work. And I guess we'll just see what the results are.
Thomas Fugere joining us, a Republican candidate for Clark County Public Administrator. I want to make sure everybody knows, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on, to be able to explain what it is you're asking people to do in this revote. And it's not everybody in Clark County, but it's the people that voted in the Republican primary in this race. And you say it's like 59,000 people. Right. We got ballots in the mail. Tell us what we're supposed to do.
Well, what's really important is this. Okay, number one, I would say watch your mail carefully. You know, look for this particular ballot from the Clark County Elections Department. Remember, if you see this is not junk mail. This is important. I think this particular election really demonstrates that every single vote counts. So when you receive this, understand that your vote counts. When you open the envelope, just please follow the instructions. The way it works is that, you know, there's my name and the name of my competitor. There's like, you just take like a black pen, like a black ink pen, fill in the little bubble, put it in, they have a sort of a privacy sleeve, put it in that, put it in the envelope, and return it. One thing that's very important that some people might miss is that on the envelope, it's essential that each voter, if they want their vote to count, to print their name and sign their name, because the Elections Department is going to compare that signature with the signature that they have on file. So just please make sure that you do that to make sure that your vote counts. And just mail it back. No postage is necessary. Also, I understand that there's going to be a few drop-off locations. I think that's indicated also in the materials that come with the ballot. If you don't want to mail it, you could take it to the Elections Department or I think a few other places. And timeliness is of absolute importance with all of this. So the plan is that all the votes will be counted and the election results will be announced on July 17. So it's very, very important. The Election Department has your ballot in hand in their office by July 17. So please don't delay. Please complete the ballot properly, and please return it. Make your vote count.
And does that include military voters from outside the area?
Good question. I'm not certain about that.
Because they always trickle in late, but they're usually counted. I guess my question is, they've got till July 17th, which is good, but it takes a while to get from here to there and back there to here. So we'll see. We'll see.
Exactly. Yeah. Again, the key is they have to have it by July 17. And I would just recommend for everyone, when you receive the ballot, please just do it as soon as possible. You know, the longer it sits around, the more you might forget about it. Just please do it as soon as possible and return it. Okay.
Thomas, thank you, man. I appreciate it. We'll see how this all comes out. We will know. Am I right? The night of the 17th?
My understanding is 7 p.m. July 17 is when the results will be announced. So that's when we should know for sure. And hopefully, I'm really looking forward to it. First of all, I just really want to thank all the people that voted for me and will hopefully vote for me for Thomas Fugere. And yes, I look forward to moving on to the general election, and it's going to be fantastic.
Thomas, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Thomas Fugere joining us. He is a Republican candidate for Clark County Public Administrator, running against Aaron Manfredi. And Manfredi won the election by 4 votes. Now you'd say, well, the election's over. That's it. Well, not exactly. Not in Clark County, it's not. And we still are not exactly sure what the deal is of why, you know, why this won't happen again in November. This thing of revotes, where you essentially vote twice. Very strange. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue live and local now.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC-insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business.
And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Oh, come on. You know. It's Friday. I love Fridays. Isn't that great? Quick thing, coming up after the break. I don't have time to get this in, but there was a little banter at the House Judiciary Committee hearing yesterday where they had Rod Rosenstein, the associate, or excuse me, the deputy AG, the deputy attorney general, and Trey Gowdy, who is, I'm so sick to my stomach that he's leaving the Congress, because this is a guy that demanded accountability of the Department of Justice, the FBI, everybody. And it's so sad when you think about this. It just is. But when you hear Trey Gowdy coming up in just a couple of minutes, you'll know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Stick around. We got so much to do today. Rico Aller will join us at the top of the hour. We'll see what he thinks of the news from SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States. All of the decisions have been handed down. Anthony Kennedy says he's done. And the president's getting ready to nominate another Neil Gorsuch. I sure hope so. Stick around. More to do. Live and local now. That's what a lot of people may be saying today after two of the survivors of the Annapolis shootings went on Anderson Cooper's show last night and essentially said, we're fed up. We don't want your thoughts and prayers. We want something else. Phil Davis mentioned that they want health, mental health and gun control. But the problem is this 12-gauge shotgun was legally purchased, is a legal weapon. What more would you want? This guy obviously had a beef. The newspaper knew about him. The newspaper didn't press charges. My late mother used to have a great expression when they'd be talking about different parishioners in our Catholic Church parish who were like sick and developed cancer and diabetes. And my mom had a saying, said, you know what? He gave it to himself. He was always at the front of the line on Spaghetti Sunday, and he filled his plate, and he gave himself diabetes. He gave it to himself. I want you to hear. Let's go quickly to cut 7. I want to see if I can squeeze this in again. Because, again, I caution you that this is two survivors, hours after the shootings, the killings, the blood. And these people did not know if they were going to be living or dying when they crawled under that desk. But it does show you that these Annapolis survivors give a somewhat jaded response to the question of how are you? Powerful, powerful testimony, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if there is any more we can give you. This guy passed background checks. At least from what we understand. It was legally purchased. It was a legal weapon. So what, are we going to outlaw shotguns now? Tell us what you would have us do. Serene Sanfelice and Phil Davis. That's who you heard from on Anderson Cooper. What is, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know what the response should be to Serene Sanfelice and Phil Davis. I don't know. So thoughts and prayers are not good enough for you. What else do you want? You know, there are communities that have some of the most strict gun control laws, and yet these things continue to happen there. I haven't looked at Maryland laws to see if they're really strict. They're a pretty Democrat state. So I'm assuming they've got some pretty strict gun laws. I'm just guessing. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now to you. What should our answer be to Serene Sanfelice and Phil Davis? What is it that we should be doing? What is it that needs to be doing? And that's why, and that's one of the problems. We've got a legally purchased weapon. We have somebody who is legally there. The newspaper, when it had a chance to take this guy out, didn't. They were afraid it was going to exacerbate the situation. This is what always seems to happen. It's what always seems to happen. We always seem to there's somebody that knew about it but didn't report on it. You know, if you see something, say something. We just don't do that. And by the way, I don't know to those two staffers at the Capital Gazette grieving. I don't know what more than thoughts and prayers. If you don't want the thoughts and prayers, then we need to find some other way of doing it. That's the name of that tune. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll get to your calls on the other side. We'll lead off with Frank. Everybody else behind Frank, stay right where you are. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowwana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowwana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowwana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowwana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowwana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowwana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowwana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowwana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowwana.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
I love it. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, we'll hear from Rika Waller, the owner of Dry Supply in Carson City, a refugee from the People's Republic of California. We always like to, let people know there is life on the other side of the California-Nevada state line. Trust me, there is life on the other side. It's called Nevada. And it's so good. Go to Frank. Frank, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, this involves a lot of things that our generation understands. I grew up learning, don't embarrass me as my parents. Stigma, when that word has lost its value. Do we hold the family accountable? Well, we kind of used to, and that's the word stigma. And I want to say have a hell of a weekend, but this is a tough subject. Love your show, pal. Thank you.
You know, we always hear that after all these mass shootings. There's always at least one family member said, well, you know, I really thought he could really be set off. But nobody ever says anything. And I got to tell you, in my existence, there have been people that have been troubled. Now, they haven't gone off and done anything like this shooter in Annapolis. And by the way, for the record, we're not mentioning his name. But even the spokesperson, the sheriff or whatever it was in Annapolis, said, we're not going to mention his name. We're not going to give him 15 minutes of fame. We just are not going to do that. And I applaud them for doing that. This guy is a scumbag. Shooting innocent women and men. Thank God there were no children, I don't think, involved. You tell me, what is it we need to do for these people? So when there is a mass shooting like this, what is it we should be doing? If thoughts and prayers set these people off, somebody help me with this, because I don't know what more we can do. This was a weapon that was legally purchased. It was a legal weapon, a simple 12-gauge shotgun. Tens of thousands of these are probably sold every year. My guess is you can get them at any place that sells guns. And yet, in this one instance, it killed five people. And the shooter was the one that was at the controls. This gun didn't kill by itself. So you tell me, what is it we need? What is it if this woman, Serene San Felice, and her friend Phil Davis say that, thoughts and prayers aren't enough at this time. And again, their comments came less than 12 hours. It was just a matter of 5 or 6 hours after these shootings. Okay, so if not thoughts and prayers, then what? If not thoughts and prayers, what is it we should be doing for these people? I have a great belief in the power of prayer. And I'm willing to bet that some of those people that crawled under the desk and they prayed, including Serene San Felice, I'm willing to bet, could be wrong on this, but I'm willing to bet that the power of prayer paid off for them, that God answered their prayers. I'm sorry, but that's kind of where I am. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. Look, this guy had made multiple threats. It was ongoing. The police knew that. But the newspaper, the people that were in charge, did not want to escalate the situation and push this guy over the edge because they were afraid of what he might do. So, excuse me, those people are dead because of the newspaper. They should have had an armed guard. Once you know someone is threatening you and make terroristic threats, you don't pray that they're not going to do it. You take steps to prevent them from doing it. They did not. So if I was a family member of any of those that died, I would sue the paper for wrongful death. And then that's basically all there is to it. There's bad people in the world, and you can pray all you want, but I'm just going to make one other statement. In Tacoma, Washington, you had the guy at the Walmart who was attempting to carjack people in vehicles. He was armed. And when he did, there was one good guy with a gun. He was a concealed weapons holder. He shot him dead. And if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. That's the world you live in. That's all I have to say today, Kevin.
That is a mouthful. Paul, thank you, man. I appreciate it. That frees up a line. Whoops. Oh, the line is just taken. Sorry about that. If you want to join us, though, you're going to get a busy signal for a while. 844, the number 2, Nevada. You know, it may be because, and I say this with a healthy respect for my friends in law enforcement, but the fact is the police cannot protect you. The response time was, what, 90 seconds? And still 5 people died. 90 seconds was the response time. That's as good as you can get. I mean, that's the gold standard. And still 5 people died. Now, if one person in that office had been armed, if he had his pistol in his desk drawer and he hears a gunshot or 2 gunshots, he can go and attack the danger. And he can stop the danger. That could have been one dead, 2 or 3 wounded. That could have been done. But it wasn't. Because it was a gun-free zone and nobody apparently had a weapon. That's what's so incredibly sad. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you. Well, you and the other caller kind of stole my thunder. You know, the armed personnel would have been a good idea. A guard, a sign saying gun on the premises or something, and it goes back to what you just said about gun-free zones. Those are where these things happen. We have got to take up defense in this country, and these things will stop. And so I just basically wanted to say what you've already said, but
that's fair enough. That is fair enough.
My call.
And by the way, to a lot of businesses, posting an armed guard, I don't know, what do armed guards cost you? $15 an hour? And they're there all day long? And all they do is just stare at the door? Get coffee for people? For clients? I mean, I don't know. But to post an armed guard at a small business, you can't afford it. Now, the idea of one of your employees, I'll be, you know what I think is going to happen eventually? I honestly believe this. I think eventually it's going to turn out that people, employees, are going to say, I'm not going to leave it to my employer to defend me. I am going to bring a weapon with me. It's going to be in my purse. It's going to be somewhere on my person, in my briefcase. And I'm going to make sure this thing goes where I go. The only person who can defend you is you. That's what's going on here. And we'll see. We got all kinds. We got Susie. We got Mike. We got Judy. We got everybody. They're all holding. And we're going to get to your calls. When you hear somebody ring off, that'll be your opportunity to ring in. I think what this teaches us maybe better than anything. All the gun control laws. It's not going to stop bad people. The only thing that's going to stop bad people with a gun is a good person with a gun. I know it sounds like an NRA talking point because it probably is one. But the fact is, that is the only thing that will stop these people. Whether they're sick in the head or they're PO'd, if they're a disgruntled former employee, that's the only thing that will stop this. We'll see what you think coming up. Again, the phone number, 844-2-NEVADA. Our lines are jammed, obviously. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. A tumultuous, really 48 hours since we learned about Justice Kennedy stepping down. President Trump is going to be able to name his nominee, his second nominee. He did pretty good on Neil Gorsuch, didn't he? We'll get to that. Rico Waller will join us as we continue live and local now.
Local businesses all across the state of Nevada are increasing sales and profits advertising on Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Listen to Rico Aller, the owner of Dry Supply in Carson City.
This is completely unsolicited. I want your listeners to know that. We have advertised with you on this station, and it's been enormously successful for us. And you yourself have done the actual advertisements for us, and that has been, I think, huge. You guys have done a wonderful job for us, and I would recommend anyone listening, if you're in business, this is a great place to advertise, and we're going to continue to do it as long as I'm in Carson City.
Thanks, Rico. Let's keep the good times rolling. Our marketing consultants are standing by right now. Let them design a program best suited for your business at a price that will put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. If you'd like Live and Local Now to help improve your bottom line, contact Director of Sales Andrew Paul at andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's andrew@battlebornradio.com.